The collection includes a copy of Turing's most famous paper on computable numbers, which is largely credited with being the paper that started the digital computer revolution. It's really where computers as we know them today were born.
I have been fascinated following this campaign on Twitter in particular. It's just been remarkable, the kind of people that are joining and the messages that are being bandied literally around the world. These papers, these Turing papers are now in a kind of auction limbo world. What happens now, Gareth?
Well, we're still waiting to find out from Christie's. They will either be relisted later today or tomorrow in what sounds an after sale for lots that didn't sell, or if the seller doesn't want to do that, they'll just be passed back to the seller for him to then do with as he wills. If they go into an after sale, obviously we're hoping that we'll be able to still perhaps get some support from Microsoft, from Yahoo, somebody like that, to put a larger bid in and try and secure them. If they don't, we're hopeful we'll be able to get a message to the owner, the person who was trying to sell them, and either do a deal to buy them for Bletchley Park, or if he wants to hang on to them, simply to have them loaned to Bletchley Park for display.
And we don't know who owns the papers?
We don't know. Christie's are keeping that a secret.